This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki holds discussions with Genji representatives on good governance, upcoming elections, constitutional amendment and other key issues. Congress youth draw party leadership's attention to ensure Gen Z representation in the party's general convention. And LCC and Trump to chair Gaza summit in Egypt on Monday. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki held discussions yesterday with representatives of the Gen Z group at the office of the president on the country's current political situation, on their demands and the upcoming elections. The discussion initiated at the call of President Ramchandra Podil included Prime Minister Karki, ministers and Gen Z representatives Sudhan Kurung, Pravesh Tahal, Miraj Thungana, among others. During the meeting, Gen Z representatives shared their views on key issues such as good governance and constitutional amendment. This is the first formal meeting between Gen Z representatives and the president's office following recent youth-led movements. Young members of the Nepali Congress have urged the party leadership to ensure strong Gen Z representation in the upcoming general convention. In a meeting with senior party officials, they called for a more youth-friendly, dynamic and accountable organization. Nepal Student Union Central Member Akash Upreti highlighted uncertainty around the general convention and stressed the need to open the party to progressive Gen Z groups. The youth demanded that the party's statute mandate at least 40% youth representatives in all elections and leadership roles, remove current restrictions on youth participation in committees and ensure inclusivity in nominated and representative positions. Meanwhile, the Central Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress is scheduled to take place on October 14. According to the NC spokesperson Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat, the meeting of the NC's office bearers, former office bearers and the Central Work Execution Committee concluded on yesterday has decided to postpone the meeting until October 14, citing lack of further preparations. He was of the view that the upcoming Central Committee meeting will discuss the participation of Gen Z in the NC's general convention. The meeting was convened under the chair of NC Vice President Purna Bahadur Kharka. The hospital has reported that President Ramchandra Podil's health status is normal. Following some health concerns, the president was receiving treatment yesterday at the Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center, Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital in Maharasganj. Executive Director of the Center, Professor Dr. Ratnamani Gajurel, said President Podil is presently undergoing a health assessment and his status is normal. Minister for Physical Planning and Transport Kulman Gissing has said that the implementation of relief and reconstruction efforts in the aftermath of the recent water-induced disaster is a top priority for the government. Following a field inspection of areas affected by recent floods and landslides in Ilam yesterday, the minister said the government stands with the citizens hit by the disasters. The minister visited Rong Rural Municipality, Suryodaya Municipality and Ilam Municipality and interacted with locals from Ilam, Sandakpur, Maijogmai and surrounding settlements. He also inspected the damaged road infrastructure. Regular international flights are set to resume from Gautam Buddha International Airport GBIA in Bhairava after a pause of around 6 months without international services. Thai Air Asia is preparing to start international flights between Bhairava and Thailand from October 12 today. According to Airport's General Manager Pratap Babu Tiwari, Thai Air Asia has been granted permission for 2 flights per week. Other companies, including Jazeera Airways, are also in the preparatory stage. Manager Tiwari added that Jazeera plans to start flights after Tihar festival. The BP highway that remained blocked following the floods last week has reopened from yesterday after the construction of diversions at 19 locations. The Division Road Office Bhaktapur informed that the highway has been brought into full-fledged operation after testing the tracks opened along the broken section on Friday evening. It is informed that by Friday evening, tracks had been opened and tested from Choki Dada in Namo Buddha Municipality 6 Kabri Palanchok to Mamti in Roshi Rural Municipality. Office Chief Senior Divisional Engineer Suman Yogesh shared that diversions have been completed at Choki Dada, Katunje Ghumauni, Charsa Besi, Gimdi Besi, Narke Churi Bas, Boksikuna, Kaldunga, Dala Besi and 4 locations in Pipli and 2 locations in Mamti. The monsoon disaster had damaged 17 sections of the highway. With the election of the House of Representatives announced for coming March 5th, new voter registration and updating of the voter list has increased in the country. The Election Commission has started registering new voters and updating the voter list simultaneously across the country from September 25, which will continue until November 15. The Election Commission has made arrangements for Nepali citizens who want to register their names in the voter list to do it from any district and province office across the country. They can register online and go to the respective office for biometrics. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi will chair an international summit on Monday to discuss the U.S. President's proposal to end Israel's war on Gaza in Sharm el-Sheikh. According to the Egyptian presidency's statement yesterday, the meeting will involve leaders from more than 20 countries. The statement also read that it will aim to end the war in the Gaza Strip, enhance efforts to achieve peace and stability in the Middle East, and usher in a new era of regional security and stability. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Prime Minister of the United Kingdom Keir Starmer said they would attend along with at least Giorgia Meloni and Pedro Sanchez of Spain. Similarly, French President Emmanuel Macron has also confirmed his attendance. In the meantime, it was not immediately clear whether Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu or any representatives of the Hamas-Palestinian group would attend the summit. The announcement came as tens of thousands of Palestinians streamed north along the coast of Gaza by foot, car and cart back to their abandoned and mostly destroyed homes in the Strip as a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appeared to be holding. Israeli troops partially pulled back under the first phase of a U.S. brokered agreement reached this week to end Israel's war on Gaza, which has killed more than 67,000 people and left much of the famine-struck enclave in ruins. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and mainly fair in rest of the parts of the country today. There is a possibility of light rain at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki holds discussions with Gen Z representatives on good governance, upcoming elections, constitutional amendment and other key issues. Congress Youth draw party leadership's attention to ensure Gen Z representation in the party's general convention. And el-Sisi and Trump to chair Gaza summit in Egypt on Monday. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.